the melody of Lechatchila Ariber by the Rebbe Maharash. Concerning this melody, composed by the fourth Rebbe of Chabad, the Rebbe Maharash, the Rebbe related the following story. There is a book called Hoin Asher that was authored by one of the great Kabbalists in Jewish history, who lived at the end of the 1600s and the early 1700s. His name was Rabbi Amnuel Chai Ibn Avraham Riki. Rabbi Amnuel Chai Riki, his father's name was Rabbi Avraham. He authored one of the most fundamental works in Kabbalistic thought called Mishnas Chassidim. The Mishnas Chassidim, in fact, for many years was unavailable. It was printed once in Amsterdam in 1731, and since then it hasn't been reprinted. Lately, in the last few years, they reprinted a copy of the original Mishnas Chassidim of 1731. Now, this same author, Rabbi Amnuel Chai Riki, authored another book called Hoin Asher. At the conclusion of that book, there are musical notes. It's just that these notes are completely indecipherable. But the Rebbe Maharash managed to read and decipher these notes, and he said that the melody denoted by those notes at the end of Hoin Asher inspired in him a certain melody. And then he proceeded to sing this melody that he composed based on the inspiration of those notes. And this is the melody we call today Lechatchila Ariber. The Rebbe related that he was taught this melody by his maternal grandfather, by his mother's father, the great sage Rabbi Meir Shloima Halevi Yanofsky. Now, this melody always had two names by Chassidim. One name of this melody was Ein Tzvei Dreifir, 1, 2, 3, 4. They called it the melody of 1, 2, 3, 4. Another name for the melody was Nigun Ein Sof, which means the infinite melody. The reason for these two names is as follows. At the second stanza of the melody is sung by many to the words 1, 2, 3, 4. And since it's sung to these words, this became the known name of the melody. It's also called the infinite melody for an interesting reason, because this third stanza would be often sung very many times, over and over again. In fact, in the early years, the Rebbe would sometimes instruct the Chassidim to sing the third stanza of the melody 20 times, over and over again. At later years, he would often tell them to sing it repeatedly 10 times. And because of this quality associated with this melody, it became to be known the Nigun Ein Sof, the infinite melody. There is a tradition among Chassidim that the Rebbe Maharash held this melody very dear and precious, and would sing it at every possible opportunity. On Shabbos, on Yom Tov, on festivals, and on other days of special celebration. The Rebbe very often requested that this melody be sung when he wanted that a melody of the Rebbe Maharash should be sung. This was the melody he chose. This became the established melody of the Rebbe Maharash. The name the Rebbe used to give this melody was Lechatchila Ariber, and the reason is because the author, the composer of this melody, the Rebbe Maharash, is the Rebbe who said the following line: "The Welt sagt, as a mekenish darunter geht men Ariber, und ich sag, as Lechatchila Ariber." The world says, if you can't go below, then you go above. But I say that initially you should go above. Lechatchila you should go Ariber. And that's why his melody came to be known as the melody of Lechatchila Ariber. Parenthetically, it's interesting to note that the notes of Hoin Asher, which inspired this melody, were now reprinted in the second volume of the Book of Chabad Melody, Sefer HaNigunim. Thank you. this melody several times as the Rebbe sang it.
Thank you. Yeah.